And you've got to be able to paint the picture for the people so that they do act out of fear. Yeah. I have no problem scaring the crap out of a person if that's the truth. I'm not distorting the reality. The truth is, if you don't get this fixed, it's not going to get better.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Aaron LeBauer. Welcome to the Cash PT Lunch Hour podcast, the number one show for passionate physical therapists looking to start and grow an even more successful physical therapy practice without the headaches or conflict of interest that insurance companies bring. Before we get to the episode, real quick, if you're new to the show or haven't picked up your Cash PT checklist yet, then you're definitely missing out. This checklist lays out all the essential steps you need to start a cash-based physical therapy business. If you want me to send that to you, then go to cashptchecklist.com. That's CashptChecklist.com. Enter your first name and email and you'll get this essential checklist right away. Thanks, and now on to the show. Welcome to the Cash PT Lunch Hour. This is Aaron LeBauer, your host, and I have a very special guest today. His name is Vince Del Monte. Vince is a personal trainer, and he's also a business coach from Toronto, Canada. He's the guy that makes skinny arms get swole. And he's also someone who's helping other fitness professionals create online courses. And I want to have Vince on the show today to help you all understand what's possible when you market directly to patients, when you have an amazing Instagram account and online presence, and you can create a, like a social media, what's it called? A mega storm. So Vince, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you spending the time to be here today.
Hey Aaron, man, I'm pumped to be here, man. So let's give these guys some action steps on how to collect that cash.
All right, man, let's do it. So first, Vince, I want you to just give us a little background about who you are. You know, so can you just tell us how did you get started in fitness industry? What was the first like Vince 1.0?
Yeah, Vince 1.0. Wow, Skinny Vinny. That's 1.0. I was a long distance runner. Went to university, competed at some pretty high levels. I was a national triathlete, and I went to university for an exercise science degree with the intent to be a gym teacher. I ended up missing my cutoff and got into the fitness industry as a personal trainer, which was an industry I was fascinated by, and started working at a YMCA a few minutes from my house after dropping 50 grand on a university into university education. Quickly to discover there wasn't a future, you know, working at the YMCA. When I asked my boss for a raise from 10 bucks an hour to as anything higher, and she said, we could do that for you. In 1 year from now, we can give you a $1 raise. I swear on my life, she could give me a $1 raise 1 year later. And that's when I quickly realized that it wasn't my boss's job to make me rich. It was my boss's job to provide me a paycheck. And I went to another gym in the local area, and that was run by, I guess what you could call a very aggressive marketer. I started selling personal training, gym memberships, and I got introduced to the whole world of sales, face-to-face sales. And little did I know, I would fall in love with it. I just fell in love with the rush of helping somebody move from where they were to investing into something that would help them. And I realized there was way more scale in selling than servicing, because in selling, not only was I now selling new members joining the gym, but I was selling, trainers to come work for us so that they could take on the people we were selling. So I was growing personal training departments. You know, a typical gym might start off with a gym owner and one trainer. And we were scaling from 3 trainers to 15 trainers because I was good at sales. I'm like, this is how you help people. And I realized I was better at selling than servicing, and it was helping more people. And that's when I really saw the power of not being able to just deliver value, but communicate the value. And this is what sales is all about, helping people realize that the investment is for them. Like, we don't need your money. The gym's doing fine. We're hiring new trainers every week. You know, the profits are skyrocketing. Whether you sign up for a personal training package with us or not, we do not need your money. There's 7 billion people in the world. Now, we did not say this to people's face when they were in the room, but this is the mindset that we had so that we could offer our services with confidence and with enthusiasm. And we didn't have to use sales tactics. We, in fact, just try to figure out what was the best prescription You know, we looked at ourselves as doctors. What would be an ideal prescription for this person? 144 sessions, one session, 12 sessions, 48 sessions. So our prescriptions were authentic and they made sense to the individual because we found out where they were, where they wanted to go. We got their commitment. And most of the time, you know, our whole approach was to disqualify people. Like one bad apple is going to ruin the gym. Like we can't afford people to be coming into the gym and not getting results. That's not going to look good on me. So people are like, oh, I don't want to sell. What you shouldn't be selling. You should be getting them to sell why they're a good fit to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You should be closing them if you feel like they're a good fit and you're the best person to help them. So, I think a lot of people have a lot of bad information on sales, and it's not twisting people's arms. You know, at the end of a presentation, you know you did a good job when they say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When they sign the contract and they say thank you so much.
Thank you for taking my money.
Right. They know they needed a push.
Yeah.
I'm not going to push somebody who isn't ready for. If someone says I'm committed 6 out of 10, we don't want your money. When you're 10 out of 10 and you know you're going to do this with or without us, and you just know that we can help you get you there faster, mm-hmm. then we'll be a good fit to work together. Because we're not looking we don't want people's money. We want people's results.
Right.
We're in the transformation business. If you don't take action on what we do, you're going to ruin our reputation. And we've got a really good reputation that we're not in a position to screw up because of needing $600 for a 12-pack.
Right.
So really sales is coming in with that confidence and this real authentic belief that we're not struggling, man. No one's trying to sell you today. And again, we're not saying this, but it has to come across like people want to give their money to celebrities. People want to give their money to authority figures. People want to give their money to people who are legitimate coaches. And those people that come across in a position of power are the ones that can charge the higher rates. They can do the presentation in 5 minutes instead of 4 minutes or 45 minutes. And they get the social proof because people don't want to let their coach down. Like, man, right. I'm going to work with this guy. You know, you work with Bezos. I bet you don't want to let him down.
No, absolutely not.
So that's kind of like my beginnings
in
the whole world of sales, selling gym memberships, selling personal training sales. And I was very fortunate to be exposed to good information. I don't really have a story where I got exposed to the good stuff early and I applied it and it worked. And I think I don't have a big history, nightmare story and having to figure this out. You know, we just got the right information, applied it, and it worked.
Yeah. So you've been working with coaches from day one.
Since high school. Albert Shearhart, Guelph Track.
Yeah.
Grade 8, when my dad signed me up with my first track coach. I've had coaches. I'm a product of coaches.
Yeah.
Right down to my father. I'm a
product. What's the number one reason that you recommend other people work with a coach? Or like, what's the thing that's benefited you the most that you've seen?
For me personally, it's skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no skin in the game, there's no game.
Right.
There needs to be a consequence to not taking action. For me, I don't like parting with my money. So for me, there needs to be a major pain. So, I can go story after story. I worked with a pro bodybuilder in 2011. His name is Ben Pakulski. And I wanted to get my pro card. And I'd competed before. I've gone on stage, got in great shape. But I really wanted to get my pro card.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to compete on the world stage with the WBFF. And you have to qualify. You have to win first place in a show to be able to compete against the guys who've got their pro cards. So Ben was, the big name in the industry. He took the science-based approach. I really resonated with his message and his approach. And I asked him, what's it going to cost to work with you? And it was $4,800. And I thought it was ludicrous. $4,800 to get me in shape for a show. And I did it. I said, what do I have to lose? Let's see. And I didn't want to waste that investment, if you will. Right. I took massive action and I got my pro card. And then from that pro card, I created a product out of my transformation from 230 to 195 shredded. And I monetized that. And you really have, so I'm not sharing this to brag, but when I monetized that investment, I made 70 grand in the first week.
Wow.
And the reason I share that is because rich people never ask or never say, let me say that again. They never say, I can't afford this. They always say, how can I afford this?
because they don't look at their money as something they're spending. They're looking at their money as something they're investing, and they look at everything from an ROI.
Right.
So that's the first thing you have to understand as a physical therapist. You're not selling elbow flexion. You know, you're selling what elbow flexion gets them. You know what I'm saying? So you really have to know what's going to happen to this person. You're not selling relieving back pain. You're selling their, you know, what are the implications of not being able to move in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s? And you have to get people say this is fear-mongering. It's 100% fear-mongering. It's good fear-mongering because people are in a delusion state of what's going to happen and they don't think it's a big deal. I got in a big, you know, argument with my brother because I told him he's got to start seeing a physical therapist or something. He's like, well, your body can adapt to. I'm like, that's settling. And he's finally said, I'm going. And he went and he's like, I'm so thankful that I went because they fixed me. They put me back together. There was four things not working.
Right.
And I had no idea. And that's why my shoulder's up like this. And I can't do, I'm good at the incline, but not the flat bench. I have no external rotation. He started explaining it all. And I said, so this didn't cost you. Not investing into the physical therapist is not saving you money. It's costing you money because you're not as productive at work. You don't have the same energy. You can't perform. You're not able to close. You're not able to be present in your relationships. You're now not functional with your wife. Have you ever seen how much it costs for a divorce lawyer? you've got to know what you're selling.
Right.
And you've got to be able to paint the picture for the people so that they do act out of fear. Yeah. I have no problem scaring the crap out of a person if that's the truth. I'm not distorting the reality. The truth is, if you don't get this fixed, it's not going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get worse. And I don't speak like this to somebody. Believe me, I don't make them feel bad. I'm just saying this is the mindset you have to have. So when you're saying the lines, you're like, dude, this isn't going to get better, man. This is going to get worse.
Yeah.
And as a therapist, you know it's not going to get better because they start creating compensation patterns. The body's a beautiful thing, but then next thing you know, you've got a new problem in a different spot in the body. It's why professional athletes, how many professional athletes get an injury and then next year they have a different one and then a different one and then a different one because they're not getting the root problem fixed. It's just shifting around their body. Next thing, their career is over.
Yeah. So Vince, so like, what's the best way, like you're talking about how, you know, this isn't how what you say to them. So what, like, for example, what would you say to someone who is coming in to do, you know, training with you or physical therapy or whatever? Like, you know, we solve a lot of the same problems on different levels, but what would you say to someone to get them to understand what the benefit would be to working with you or what might happen if they didn't work?
I get them to tell me.
Yeah. What do you ask them? How do you do that?
I said, so what's going on? You know, I'll take you through some questions, and it works through problem, agitate, solution, but we ask hard questions. I learned this from Grant Cardone. He said, the reason people don't get the money is because they're afraid to ask hard questions. So what brings you in today? Why today? Why not put this off for another month?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? And you just ask, you get them to tell you why they're here today. So why us? There's a lot of therapists in the area. Why'd you pick us? Is there any reason you wouldn't going to get this fixed? What do you need to know to get this fixed? So we just get right to the point.
Right.
I mean, it's not like there's no foreplay. It's like, just get to the point. You know, I want to find out why this is urgent to them. You know, why is this important? What's going to happen if we don't fix this? You know, do you know how, a big question I always ask is, so what's your plan on fixing this?
Mm-hmm.
I throw the problem back at them. I outsource the problem to them. Okay. So your back's bothering you. So how are you planning on fixing this?
Mm-hmm.
And because I want to get an idea of, you know, where their head's at. Well, I was thinking of trying this. My friend said I just need to strengthen my core. And then you can start building that, you know, the bond. You can say, actually, that's some really good stuff, you know, and, you know, then you can start to make some headway in eventually asking them, would you be interested in hearing how we could help you?
Right.
Because they have to say, Aaron, I'd love to hear how you guys do things here. And when they give you permission, to say, yeah, I'd love to hear how this all works. And then you can authentically say, well, we actually have a lot of people that come in just like you. We just actually help so-and-so fix their elbow pain. And it took, you know, this, and then you kind of just go into what your offer is. And then we don't offer yes or no's. We offer yes or yeses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, would you prefer to come in on Monday or Tuesday? Would you prefer to come in? I've been getting therapy for years. If the guy's fixing you, you keep going back.
Yeah.
you know, for me, I've been going to the same guy for 6 years. He's brought me back to life. I have to fight to get into. I book literally 6 months out in advance because he's so busy. So that's kind of the spiel. It's just kind of figuring, asking those hard questions and just kind of getting the idea of like, what have you tried? Why today? Why not today? What's most important to you in a therapist? What's not important to you? Why us? You mm-hmm. know? And so we're not selling people. We're getting them to tell you why they need to work with you. And people love to make decisions on their own.
Yeah, that's great.
People get buyer's remorse when they feel they were sold into something they didn't really want or need. So that's the last thing we want. Mm-hmm. So like I said, and if I feel like, hey man, we can't help you, this is out of my scope, but I got a guy in the area I could definitely connect you with today. It's just, we don't need your money, man. Nobody needs your money. You don't have much of it anyways. Again, we don't say those things, but we're playing those kind of role scripts in our heads so that we come across as like not that desperate salesman.
Yeah, that's great. So you had posted something on one of your Instagram stories a few weeks back. It was a question when you get an objection. And I think it was, what information do you need to know from me to make a decision? It was something like that.
Yeah. So when I get out, so that's called, there's two things. That's called a trial. Well, I'll tell you what a trial close in a second. But, you know, about 5 minutes into a call, I mean, and I gained this insight because I had three people sign up with me in the same day, all paid in full. And the call started like this. I stated the intent of the call. Hey, I just wanted to find out. Let's find out where you're at today, where you want to be in 12 months, and we'll see if we're a good fit to work together. Because that really is what it is. Like, there's certain clients I do not want to work with. Mm-hmm. And you have to know, like, is this somebody I can help? And then they said, hey man, I don't need to be sold. I just wanted to know what the rates were and how we can get started.
Yeah.
I was about to go into my 40 minute spiel. So a question I learned to ask early on in the call, and you don't even have to overthink it. You can just almost jump right in after like some basic formalities. Yo, so what do you need to know to make a decision today? Mm-hmm. Actually, nothing. I'm good to go. Great. Well, we've got a paid in full option and a monthly option. Which one would you prefer? And then, it's great. Some people have already decided they want to work with you before they showed up. So you don't need to sell them. Sometimes what happens is you end up unselling them. It's like, why is this guy selling me on the car? I just came in to sign a contract.
Right.
And then that's when it's like, is this guy, now they start to get suspicious and they start to get uncertain. And the number one thing that blows a deal is uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So that's a big question to ask early on. And it helps you understand, you know, where their head's at. That way the conversation is about them and not about you listing features and benefits. Another big question that we also ask every 5 minutes, again, this is just classic sales stuff. I learned it from Grant Cardone. Every 5 minutes in the call, I just ask, have you heard enough to make a decision yet? Have you seen, real estate agents, have you seen enough to make a decision yet? Because what we're also doing is we're training them not to say, I need to think about it.
Right.
You know, at the start of the calls, if I'm getting on with somebody that I sense might be wishy-washy, I will say, hey, by the way, before we jump in, can you promise me one thing? Yeah, what's that, Vince? At the end of this call, you won't give me, I need to think about it. You'll give me a yes or no. Because you and I both know, I need to think about it is just a nice way of saying no. Isn't that right?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. That's good, Vince. And then I'm very authentic. I'm like, again, I don't know if you'd use this as much in like, you know, selling physical therapy, but the whole idea is people don't need to think about it. They need to make a decision today. And as a service provider, you know, they've been putting this off. Their pain's not getting better unless you get your hands on them, unless they get booked in with one of your top therapists, unless they start showing up. So you just have to say, you just need to make a decision today.
Yeah.
People don't like making decisions.
Yeah, we definitely get that. It's, the biggest objection is, it's either I can't afford it or I need to check my insurance, right? You know, it's not really, so with physical therapy, it's not as much I need to think about. It's like, oh, I need to check my insurance. And it's like,
they already checked their insurance before they came. So they're not, so it's just a smoke screen. You go with, classic number one rule of sales, rules of engagement, always agree. Mm. Hey, totally get it. Knew you were going to say that and then present, then close. Right. So you know that's coming and you've got to practice, you've got to role play and you got to know these lines are like bullets. They just fired you a bullet. You need to fire one right back. Mm-hmm. Hey, totally get it. I knew you were going to say that. Pretty much everybody says that when they come in here. I need to check with my insurance. Present, then close. Then give them the alternate. And here's what we've got instead. So same thing. It's the money. It's over budget. Totally get it. Knew you were going to say that. Everybody's over budget. Who's not over budget? That's why we've got an awesome financing plan. You can do 3 payments or 2 payments. Which one would you prefer?
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so great. Yeah, I think it's a big thing that I think people kind of miss is that it's we're not doing that to collect the money. It's we're doing it to serve the patients or the clients. Yeah.
You got to get your hands on them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's really awesome. So you had mentioned before.
But that, just can I just say one thing? Here, what I've found is that when you start, I used to get, I need to think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're getting, I need to think about it, you're not asking enough hard questions for commitment and consistency. So like I said, this is not about selling people. It's about them selling themselves and them truly believing they need the help, recognizing that there's consequences to not taking action today, recognizing I understand it's an investment, and them seeing that it's going to cost them more than they're not saving money, not investing this.
Right.
And you got to have this mentality that like, hey, you have a credit card? Yep. Visa, MasterCard, and Amex have your money. And are you telling me you know more about money than they do? Well, increase your credit limit and put it on a dang credit card. Again, I'm not telling you to say that to the client. What I'm saying is, no problem. We accept Visa and MasterCard. Which one would you prefer?
Right.
Everybody's got a credit card. Everybody's living tight. Show me one person who's not living tight. Millionaires live tight. Everybody lives tight.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things you had said towards the beginning was that if you show people that you're an expert, or they know that you're the expert, you don't really have to sell them. So how do you, like, how are you using your online marketing? How are you using your, you know, the different things that you're doing to stand out and then become the expert? Like, what are the things that you're doing?
I think number one thing,
book and you know, all kinds of stuff. And what else?
Social proof. There's three things to increasing your conversion, the ratio of people you close. One, you've got to be the celebrity in your local area. All right. You need to have celebrity status. So this could take time, but the guy that I go see now, my MAT therapist, he just got plugged into the Buffalo Bills, the Raptors, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I knew he was good 6 years ago. I was kid around. I'm like, why did it take you so long to get you plugged in here? I guess there's politics and stuff at that level. But anyways, now his like practice is exploding, and now he's got all these new problems. He has to find time to level up all of his therapists. So the first thing is to be the local celebrity. All right. Number two is you need social proof. So when you walk into his facility, you see all the people he's helped. Everyone from like people who've been in car accidents to, you know, the Olympic volleyball players to the pro bodybuilders to the triathletes to the, you know, Spartan warriors, to the mom and dads. He's got a wall full of social proof. So that's the first thing I would do. So when people walk in, they're like, I'm getting treated by people who have already helped me. And a big thing that I do in my marketing is epic demonstration of proof. So we have a new series on my YouTube channel called Becoming an Entrepreneur. There's four episodes up there right now. Mm-hmm. And their stories, non-hypey, 100% non-hypey, factual, relatable, very emotional and magical stories about people that literally have gone from, like, you know, death to life, if you will.
Right.
You know, like if you go to church, they do the baptisms, and before the person gets baptized, they talk about their story about, you know, how substance abuse and divorce and bankruptcy and like they're going to take their life. And then all of a sudden they discovered the light, and you're like, next thing you know, you're crying. Like, what the, why am I crying right now? And now the family's back and it's a beautiful story. Well, you need to create marketing that makes people emotional and makes them feel like they have to relate to, like, wow, like this is me and there's hope. There's hope for me. If I was doing what you're doing, I would be featuring my top success stories once a month with a really epic video. And if you go watch ours, you'll see they'll bring you to tears, some of them. And we interview the wives. That's a new kind of thing we're doing, because you really want to see, like, hey, I'm back on the, you know, field. Well, interview the kids. Daddy's back.
Yeah.
You know, the wife, my husband is back. I thought I lost him. And then, like, my gosh, you know,
that's the stuff that makes people say, I need to do something. So putting thought into these stories and the magic around them in an authentic, truthful way is the most powerful way to make people say, I need to get help today.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's powerful. I think I've seen one of the ones. I think one of the guys that you had helped, and I think it was the one where your guy's getting out of the car or something like
that. Yeah, he bought his dad. So Jay Maxwell, he's never owned a car in his life. His business has, he was stuck for many, many years, and he's got a story, and you know, he thought he capped out and he was done, and he this joined my coaching program. We don't make me, I'm not the hero. I'm just the guide. And that's the key to these is I talk very little in these, and that's intentional. I'm just kind of like the Yoda. I'm the Mr. Miyagi, and that's who you are. You're the Yoda. You're the Mr. Miyagi. They're the hero.
Right.
Jay's the hero. He bought his dad a car. And now, we didn't put this in the video. We thought it'd be a little too much because you have to make these believable because people get skeptical. We didn't put this in the video, but he's now getting ready to buy his sister a house.
Wow.
Like, we didn't want to go over the top. You know what I mean? So we just left that out. Right. But we're like, the car's enough. This story is inspirational enough for guys to say, you know what? I've got to start thinking bigger than just paying my bills. My dad needs a freaking car.
Right.
So, and yeah, that was our story. And that was the video.
That's amazing. That's really cool. And so you guys are using that on YouTube. Are you putting it out on like your other social media channels?
We drive traffic, Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. We drive like, you know, we spend lots of money just driving traffic to that video and the other videos. So what we're doing is those are our social proof videos. And then what we do is we retarget people that watch those videos with more of a promotional video. Mm-hmm. That's like a call to action to, hey, come to our page to get an offer or to come and sit in to get the same help he did. So we've got a budget just for people to see the video. And then we have a budget to retarget people who saw it, but didn't fill out the application to do business with us.
Oh yeah. That's amazing. That's awesome. And there, are you doing, so now that as you're a coach, you know, versus when you were, you know, selling personal training, is there anything that you're doing differently, or is this a very similar process, just a different product and a different problem?
I wasn't a professional when I was selling personal training. Mm-hmm. I still remember like trying to close a deal on a lady, and she said, having trouble closing me, honey? My whole body like went flush. I felt like I just wanted to die and disappear.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, big, strong men say, you're not getting a penny out of me, son. And because I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't have somebody sitting there to kind of guide me. I was just trying to figure it out. So I'm proud to say that I haven't had any of those experiences lately. But it's just, I already know what they're going to tell me. And I have a different lens now. Back then when I was selling personal training, working on commission, I was trying to kind of close the deal. You could call me, you know, like a classic salesman with a genuine heart to try to help people, but I wasn't as, I didn't have the confidence to turn away the business. I was trying to figure out, could I get them in a one pack, a 12 pack, a 144 pack? Now, because this is like my thing, I can't afford one bad apple to come into the coaching program and ruin it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really do, because it's a live event, right? And you got your mastermind too, so you're going to have to use this filter too, that if I'm inviting everyone to New York City in November and you're coming and you're going to be looking around at who's in the room, I know what you're thinking. You're going to be like, you let this guy in the room? How did you get this guy in the room? So then you lose confidence in me as your coach.
Right.
So I do have to sift out the fanboys. I have to sift out. And obviously I can't, you know, sift out everything, but you know what I'm saying? When you arrive there, you have to be like, wow, where did Vince find all these people? This is outstanding. The caliber of men and women in this room is like top notch. I'm going to get my money back just from the networking. And now they have more faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
They trust you more and they're going to take bigger action. So on the sales calls now, I really have to ask myself, is this guy truly serious or is this guy just a fanboy? There's a lot of people that want to be entrepreneurs, but they're just entrepreneurs like Gary Vee says.
Yeah.
Is there
that's okay. Is there like a question or a or something in one of your sales copy or something that you're using to, you know, kind of exclude them or get them to see that this isn't for them.
Hey, Aaron, on a scale 1 to 10, how committed are you to building a successful and profitable online business?
Oh yeah, 20.
Yeah, if it's anything less than a 10, I could say what would make you a 10 and not go in for, you know, talk about anything further about the offer until they find out, you know, I get them to a 10. That's better for selling personal training packages, lower ticket stuff. Mm-hmm. Because some people might say I'm an 8, but I don't know if I can afford it. Or they might say I'm an 8-7, but I don't know if I have the time. So you say, okay, so you're telling me if I can make you a program that would suit your schedule, you'd be committed 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And they say yes. And then you can say, okay, great. Well, this is personalized. We have a lot of clients like yourself, busy professionals who can only train 3 times per week for 30 minutes. So is there anything else that wouldn't make you a 10 out of 10 today? You want to get their commitment so that they can tell you I'm committed 10 out of 10. So if they say I need to think about it, you know, you can simply say, I'm a little confused, sir. 2 minutes ago, you said you're committed. Something changed. What else do you need to know to make a decision today? You know, I've got like I always tell people the only reason you're not going to buy today is one, you're not the decision maker. Actually, there's 3 reasons why someone won't buy. There's only 3 reasons why you won't buy today, Aaron. One, you're not the decision maker. 2, you don't have the money and can't afford it. 3, you don't believe it's going to work. Which one is it?
Right. Yeah, I don't believe it's going to work a lot of times. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's never money. The first thing you have to understand is never, ever, ever, unless somebody's bank account reads zero. I mean, even then they could get a credit card increase. Mm-hmm. It's probably somebody you want to bring on because there's other, you know, but right. You hear what I'm saying. If they're not the decision maker, you got to get the decision maker in the room on the phone right away. Don't bother presenting until you have the decision maker there. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to say, hey, let's get your wife in here. Can we 3-way the person in right now? Or, I've done that before. Can we get your wife on the phone right now? And they go, oh, no. Actually, it's not a big deal. I am the decision maker. and then the only reason people will not sign up with your service is because they don't believe it's going to work. Because if they believed it was going to work, they'd go find the money.
Right.
So you have to understand that everything comes down to them believing that you can actually help them. So you do things that will alleviate that risk. You know, I tell people it's money back. You know, if you don't get the results, it's your money back. So you've got nothing. You don't have a money problem. You have a courage problem. I understand you're a little afraid to try this because you've tried 12 other therapies and none of them have worked. And some of them have even made you worse. Let's give this a go. Let's get you out of some pain. And if this isn't working for you, and you feel like you made a bad decision, we'll give you your money back. It typically doesn't get to that, but you've always got that as a backup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Just for people out there, there's like in North Carolina, we have, we can't make like guarantees on like health results as physical therapists, there are places where you can create a guarantee based on satisfaction and happiness. And I just want to make sure that's going to be a different law in every state here.
Yeah.
Some people won't have that, but it is. I mean, if someone is completely upset, I mean, there's no, I'm be like, here, take it. I don't want more money. Right.
Yeah. It's just being really authentic. And, you know, I think the big thing, if I was you, what I would just, you know, my therapist is not a salesman. Like he doesn't use tactics or I don't think he's read a sales book in his life. Yeah. But what I do notice him doing is talking about like other people. He's really passionate about the people he's helped and he can't name their names, like the pro athletes he works with. But he said, yeah, you know, big guy came in and, you know, they couldn't figure out this and, you know, found a few things. We made some tweaks here, you know, and now he's up on the field again. I'm like, you know, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, part of that is just about sharing the testimonials and stories and wins that you've had with other people of a similar condition or similar problem and gets people feeling comfortable. And isn't that right?
You got it. You know, if you go into the MAT head office in Denver, Colorado, he's got like success stories of people in the news and on the front page of like people that were paraplegics that were never supposed to walking again, like old ladies. And so he's got his top, you know, he treats Peyton Manning once a week. You know, I don't think there's anything on the wall with him, but like the other guys talk, right? Yeah. You know, you come in and like, they're like, this is our boss treats, you know, the Jazz guys and they're all in here all the time. And you're like, you walk in and somebody else is walking out and you're like, who's treating that guy?
So yeah, when you that happens over time as you become the local celebrity, mm-hmm. and you know, you start seeing, you know, word spreads. It's hard to find good therapists, right? So your good word's going to spread.
Yeah. What are some things that you're doing to leverage social media to get some, you know, get clients to build celebrity, to build your brand? Like, what are you doing? What are the things that are most successful for you in the last few months even?
Yeah. Well, there's two sides. There's the paid ads. So there's the paid side, then there's the organic side. You got to use both. The fastest way to grow your brand is paid advertising, because these platforms, Facebook and Instagram, they just throttle your traffic now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get 40,000, you know, I got, I don't know, something like 38,000 Instagram followers, and you can hardly get 300 to 600 likes, but then right. You boost the post $100 and all of a sudden you get 4,000 likes. So you quickly see the power of adding a little money to your stuff so that more people see it. So Instagram and Facebook are challenged by only showing the most relevant stuff in front of their audience. So you got to pay for the attention. That's one thing, boosting your posts, even if it's just like $5. Mm-hmm. But the understanding that you're investing into buying attention, if you don't get this, you're not going to be in business in 4 years from now. Yeah. And I tell guys, your competition is not boosting their posts. So they're going to have the same problems as you, and you can give yourself an unfair advantage just by buying attention. The only reason you go out of business is because people either don't know who you are or forget who you are. Mm-hmm. So you go into obscurity. So paid advertising is really good. So, you know, just putting $5 behind all your posts. Another thing would be speaking to your dream client. So just ensuring all of your content is specifically tailored to them. So if I want to, let me just look at a post that I did recently on my Instagram. And it would be, if I'm looking for entrepreneurs who want to build a successful and profitable online business, you know, I might do a post on what are the top 10 ways to get more attention online, you know, because that's going to be read specifically by the people that would be a prospect for my customer. So what am I doing here? I'm acting like a chess master. There's a few more steps here. So let's say somebody likes those 7 tips I post or whatever I post. Then they like my page. All right. So they like my photo, and now I can see who they are, and I can actually go into their account, follow them, send them a message and say, hey, are you still interested in fixing your elbow pain?
Right.
Hey, are you still interested in fixing or becoming a successful and profitable entrepreneur? Are you still interested in becoming a success, building a successful and profitable online business? A percentage of them will not reply, but because they already know who you are and you're contacting them, they might say, yeah, I am. What's up? What do you've got? You know, and then you could jump on the phone, and then I would go into seeing if they're a good fit for a coaching program. Mm-hmm. So that's been the number one way I've grown the coaching program from 0 to 73 people. It's been simply DMing people that are engaging with my posts that are relevant to them and seeing if they're interested in doing this. So I'm getting them to raise their hand,
yeah, and
then getting them on a phone call to see if they'd be a good fit. And then we go from posts to DM to phone close. Yeah. Actually, they go into the calendar and then phone.
Mm, that's amazing. That's amazing. Is there any certain kind of formula you follow for what you're posting or how you're posting and when you're posting? Are there little things about that you've learned, oh, this is the thing to do, or you just kind of post from the heart?
Post from the heart, man. Yeah. Don't post if you don't have something great to say. You know, if you look at Ed Milet, Andy Frisella, Joel Marion, Bedros, like, they put love into their posts. It's not like, oh, I've got to post twice a day. Oh, shoot, it's 5 p.m. I'm supposed to do a p.m. post. What should I post right now? Mm-hmm. I post as it comes to me. You know, I try and do like 2 a day, but if I don't, I believe in quality, but being consistent with your quantity. So the quality comes with practice and you start to see what people are resonating with so you can do more. I think a good strategy is twice per day, morning, night, 50% video, 50% picture with caption. And really what it is, it's a scientific experiment. You just have to start testing different angles. Like when I post pictures of the family, those are the ones that get the most engagement.
Like, I honestly start wondering, like, maybe I should just post a picture with me and the kids on every single photo, because they get three times the engagement than anything else. I find the posts where I like give, you know, 7 tips, 10 tips, you know, those get the most engagement. And then I will give you something tactical for getting engagement. You've got to do contests. So if you look at one of my posts 3 ago, we do a horizontal video, and people listening should write this down. You should do a horizontal video and then get the InShot app and ask a question. For example, we just did, what's the number one benefit of a coach? Question mark. Best answer wins a free seat at my New York City 7-figure mastermind. And we've got 9,400 views. I believe we put $200 on this to boost it.
Yeah.
We targeted other entrepreneur pages. And we've got 83 comments. So what do you think I'm going to do with these 83 comments? I am going to be individually DMing each and every one of them to find out if they're interested in building a successful and profitable online business. And then the ones that reply, I will invite into my calendar to jump on the phone with. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably get, you know, at least 4 or 5, you know, we'll probably get 4 or 5 $18,000 clients from this one post. And that's how you can get the engagement on your page, plus identify ideal customers who can give you money today.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible.
And that's what I would recommend you doing. Once a week, do a giveaway. I mean, it's the reason why Tai Lopez gives away cars. It's the reason why, you know, Joel gives away 3 iPads a week, because people want to win stuff, and you've got to give them a reason. Call it bribing. It's ethical bribing, because you're going to reward somebody, but you're giving them a reason to participate. They're busy. They don't have time to post on your stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to give them a reason to post on your stuff. So it's a part of the game. And if you play it well and you reward the people, people will comment, and then your community will grow. People start tagging their friends. Next thing you know, again, money follows attention. So you've got to put the money down to get the attention. And that cycle just repeats itself. You get more money, you can buy more attention.
Right, right. I can see that working great for a clinic too, where you just give away like a roller and a band and a couple other things. And who wants to win this? And now you've identified 10 people that are trying to treat themselves at home, or 25 or 50.
That's brilliant. And then that's where I'd put the money. I would start double, you know, the Instagram targeting. It's awesome because you can target your city. You can target interests. So the only, you know, the people seeing this post are your people. And then you start doing the math. You're like, okay, we spent $100 and we got 3 new clients. I don't know what your average customer value is over time, but you're like, okay, we got 3 clients. They're going to all come in on average for, I don't know, 4 months or $200 a pop. That's $800. So $100 just generated $2,400.
Right.
What's going to happen if we spend $200, $300? Can we start to expand out to other cities to start bringing in people? So it's just really knowing, you know, one, having the strategy, and then knowing the metrics so that you can start increasing the ad spend. And what happens too, just to understand, like, because sometimes you don't see that immediate ROI, but you have to understand they're like, they're always seeing your brand. Aaron LeBrewer is always out in front. He's always treating people. He's always getting people results. So you have to realize the money you're spending today, it might not pay you back for 2 years, 3 years. But I can tell you right now, your competition is not doing this.
There's a lot of the competition in town isn't doing it. You know, exactly. They don't even have reviews on Google. I mean, it's crazy.
It's an easy, for your space, it's an easy game to win if you just start to be consistent with some of these things and just understand money follows attention.
Right. I want to go back to, you know, we've touched on this and you just finished it up. You said money follows attention. So tell us a little bit more about the money mindset and how you got like such a good money mindset of that money is something that you use for investing and bring it and getting a bigger ROI versus something that's expensive and, you know, it's going to keep me down and keep me from getting what I want.
This guy, Grant Cardone, I go to his workshops, you know, $6,000 workshops, and I've gone to a couple of them. I listen to all this stuff, 10X rule, sell or be sold, close your survival guide, be obsessed or average. If you're not first, you're last, you know, now I'm going to do his real estate stuff. He's the guy that's like rebooted my brain.
Yeah. What was it like before? Like before you
timid.
Started, yeah.
Timid. It was timid. It was being a pushover. It was saying, I can't afford it, and being like, okay, cool, man. You know, I get it. You know, the first thing I learned from him when I went to his seminars, and this is going to be the worth the price of this entire podcast for people listening right now, pay very close attention right now. You sell the same way you buy. You sell the same way you buy. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody who needs to think about it, then when somebody comes into your office and says, I need to think about it, you're going to say, yeah, I totally get it. That's all good. Yeah, you got to, yeah, thinking about it's a very good idea. And they're going to walk out of there because you sell the same way you buy.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that always needs to ask their wife for permission on spending money, as soon as that man comes in and goes, sounds really good, Aaron, let me just go talk to my wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, I got to talk to my wife on everything too. Right. So you have to start acting in the way that you want others to act so that when you speak, you can project authenticity and you can say, I totally get it. I'm scared to invest too when I'm not 100% sure. I recently did this, and you can share a real experience. And you're in coaching programs, so you can say this. Like, I was scared to invest in someone to help me make more impact contribution to the community, and here's how it worked out for me. So you have to understand it all starts with you.
Right. That's powerful. Success is
your, so when I invested, see, I was in a mastermind, Aaron, I was with Bedros mm-hmm. in 2010, his very first 12 month coaching program. And he helped me 10X my business and I dropped out.
Yeah.
I dropped out. I was one of the, I think I was the top guy and I dropped out. And I said, I think I can go off on my own now. I've got enough information. Reconnected many years later, and he said, you know, you're stuck, you know, why haven't you gone to the next level? Invited me into Empire, and it's a large sum of money, 50 grand paid in full.
Yeah.
And like, oh man, like for anybody, like 50 grand, like I'd already been like, you know, I've been in the business for 12 years. I've lost a lot of money from a lot of stupid decisions. So I was scared. And I realized that other people are scared to join my coaching program. And I had to make the decision to trust, make the leap, if I wanted to be able to help people do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever objection you're getting right now in your business, it's because you're not making the same objections. So it's because you're making the same objections yourself in other buying areas of your life. You need to fix your own buying approach before you can fix others.
Yeah.
And wow. That was the most powerful thing I've learned from the Grant Cardone world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's really cool. You know, I think a big thing for me was, you know, like just even in the last year, it's like, okay, why am I going to spend a lot of time making decisions on small things? So I think I was trying to order some clothes online. I was just like, mm-hmm. I'll just put everything in my cart and buy $1,200 worth of clothes and I'll send, you know, 8 of them back. But instead of sitting there thinking about it, I was like, just bring it all to the house. Try them on, send back what I don't want. My wife was like, you spend a ton of money on clothes. I'm like, you know, whatever. I don't have time to go to the store.
Yeah.
Just brought it all here, make a decision and move on. And I think it's one of those big things that shifted for me in the last year too.
Yeah. Yeah. And our mutual coach just came out with a book a few days ago, Man Up. And that's one of the big things he teaches. One of his big strategies for manning up is to become decisive. And, you know, some people find this insulting, but, you know, that's their problem. Successful men make decisions fast and firm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to give a shout out to Bedros and his book. I mean, he's helped me tremendously. And, you know, I didn't coach with him 12 years ago, but I was reading his blog, and his blog really helped me figure out how to get my message out to patients when physicians wouldn't refer to us. You know, so if you guys are listening, go get Bedros' book, Man Up. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been incredible working with him, and the things I've learned have been amazing. So what have you learned? Like, what are your big takeaways or, you know, big things you've learned from your mentors in the last year?
It's funny. I'll make this easy. I actually just posted this on my Instagram when his book came out. I actually put 7 things. They're actually pretty, actually there's 10, but they're all like one sentence each. You want me to run through them?
Sure. That'd be awesome.
They're really good. It took me a while to put these all together. So these were 10 things that I learned from Bedros and Craig as well, but we'll just focus on him. I give Craig a lot of shout outs, so we'll get another time. So the first thing he taught me was, Vince, if you don't show up differently, you don't show up at all. And what he meant by that was, at the time I was kind of doing a bit of business coaching, trying to grow my fitness stuff. And he just really encouraged me to just double down as a business coach that helps fitness entrepreneurs start or scale their online businesses. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's my track record, 12 years. Number two, when bringing another idea to the table, this is what he said to me. You know that Bezos likes to use colorful words, so right. I won't use the word, but you'll get the point. He goes, damn it, Vince. It's an effing uphill battle working with you. Can you just trust us for 12 months? He said this to me in front of Ben Pekulski, IFBB Pro,
right.
Steve Weatherford, NFL Super Bowl champion, Jason Phillips of big nutrition coaching program, and a couple other big name guys in the room, because I was in my hot seat bringing all these ideas, and they're like, this is the empire building podcast, not the minor leagues or something like that. And he just hit me.
Yeah.
It hit me. You got like, trust us, man. Why are you here, man, if you're not going to listen to us? Number three, this is kind of funny. He says, I don't like the 5 M's. Can we just focus on 2 M's this year, muscle and money? I don't agree with him on that one. Weatherford took me aside. He goes, you stick to the 5 M's, Vince. That's who you are. And, but you know, it's good, you know, number four was, work with Robbie Blanchard. Robbie runs my Facebook ads and he's not cheap. And he just said, 'cause I was working with another guy who was good, but wasn't getting me the results mm-hmm. and his rate was a lot lower. And he said, work with Robbie Blanchard. Number five, a leader has clarity of vision and clarity of path. Every single person on your team must know the vision. Mm-hmm. We're still working on that because I still sometimes get pulled in different directions and pull my team in different directions. So there's a lot of room for improvement there. Number six, this is me. Should I sign up for another year with Empire? Bezos goes, we were driving to his house for dinner. He goes, I think he dropped the F-bomb as well. He goes, you're not going to build an effing empire in 1 year. I'm like, I guess I'm signing up again. So I recently bought a car I had my eye on for a while, Bentley Super Sports GT Continental. And I asked him, I like to ask him, like, should I buy it? You know, is it a little too much? And he goes, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So I bought it. I asked Craig too. He goes, yeah, go for it.
That's awesome.
So I told my wife, I told my dad and my mom, because they were like, why do you got to do that? Come on, you really need to get that car. I said, Craig and Bezos gave me their blessing. I blame it on them. Number eight, the followers you're buying today won't be doing business with you for about 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. They'll play the long game. So don't panic if you spent $5,000 on ads this month and you only made back $1,000 or $2,000. Like, this is a long-term investment. Your competition isn't doing this. So again, this is your advantage. Number nine, respond, don't react. I'm a pretty emotional guy, so I've got a long ways to go with this one. Number 10, do a live event. So we're going to be doing the first massive Fitness Info Summit next year in Toronto in October. Number 11, you really encouraged me to get my date nights consistent with my wife. So we've committed to that, having the sitter come in on Tuesday nights. And I take initiative on bringing the sitter in. I used to kind of, not take leadership on that. So did you get Mackenzie? Is she coming over tonight? I've been with the kids all day. I don't have time to, and I'm like, well, I guess we don't have a date night tonight. And like, Vinny, you send the freaking text message. You're the husband. You're the leader of the relationship. It's your job to make date night happen. So that was really good for family. Number 12, the most important factor of your business is you. You're the number one factor that dictates your conversion rate. Commit to growing your authority and celebrity. Which one was your favorite one?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Those are all so good. It was like number 7. What was the... I don't know. I care. I mean, they were all so good. I was like,
oh. That was the Bentley. The number 8 one was playing the long game with the followers you're buying today.
Yes. The followers you're buying today. That was because I saw your post. And when I was scrolling through yesterday, the day before, and I saw that and I was like, that's exactly it. Because a lot of people are thinking, well, the result has to come right now. And it's just like our patients who feel like,
oh, yeah, right.
In one session, I've spent the money. It's got to come right now. But it's, yeah. This is such a long game. It's a 3-month minimum to get any investment back on any advertising or marketing we're doing. And I think that was the most powerful for me from a business sense, I think.
Yeah. You buggered up your back, over 10 years of doing things wrong. I'm not a magician,
Right, right. And the other one was, the other one was the, having the date night, because that's something we try to do. And It doesn't happen every single week because, you know, some weeks we're busier, things are crazy, but that's something that we've been working on the last few years to make sure that we have consistent time together. And I think that's very important in any relationship, is to have set, you know, almost even scheduled time, because when you have kids, you have to make scheduled time, you know. That's really awesome.
You have kids, Aaron?
I do. I've got two girls. They're 7 and 9.
Oh, cool. Second,
fourth grade, and they're like spitfires, and they're awesome. And
spitfires, I like that word.
I know. So you've got a few. You just had your fourth, I think, right?
Third, yeah.
Third, have, okay.
Younger than yours. I got a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 3-week-year-old.
Wow.
Girl.
It's really awesome. Congratulations, man. That's amazing.
Thank you. To you too, yeah.
Yeah. So, Vince, anything before we wrap up? I mean, that list was pure gold, and it was great. And is there anything else you want to add or think people should know before we finish up? About?
Yeah, I think just the big thing with being in the internet, a conversation I'm having quite a bit, which I really want to affirm, is you got to play the long game. You know, even if you've been at this for 10 years, if you want to continue to grow, it's a long runway.
Yeah.
Before you really see elevation. I think the biggest thing is to just avoid anything that is brought into your path to grow your practice that appears a shortcut. After 12 years, I've discovered there are no shortcuts in this business whatsoever. We do not preach get rich quick. We definitely preach get rich eventually, get rich for sure, but we don't preach get rich quick. So you have to front load a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money to get that ultimate result. So that whole idea of delayed gratification, you know, eating the bottom of the donut before you eat the chocolate icing, you know, do that. It's a good little mind trick, by the way. It's just a constantly reminding you to realize that if you want to be in business in 2022 and thriving, these decisions you're making right now will all pay off, because I can tell your competition isn't doing any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if, as long as you've got that long-term mindset, I think you're going to crush. Everyone listening will crush. Two, I would say find a trusted mentor. All right. You need to find someone that you look up to, someone that has what you want in excess. I think that's the kind of last piece of advice I'd leave you. So play the long game and find a trusted mentor.
That's great. That's awesome, Vince. Thanks. So where can people find you if they want to follow you on Instagram or find you online somewhere? Where would
just
you
search my name, one word, Vince Del Monte, VinceDelMonte. Follow my Instagram account, send me a DM. I love hearing the people that you know, follow my stuff and listen to our stuff, and that would be the quickest way to actually get access to me, Vince Del Monte on Instagram.
Perfect. And we'll also put the links in the show notes page as well. Vince, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I've got a ton of great ideas and content, and you know, what you have to say and offer is very powerful. And I just really appreciate you for being here. So thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on. It was an honor.
All right. Awesome. Well, this has been the Cash PT Lunch Hour with Aaron LaBauer and Vince Del Monte. We'll see you guys next time. Hey, thanks again for spending your time with me today. If you're a new listener, then thank you for checking out the show. And don't forget, you can find all the resources and links mentioned, as well as show notes, over at aaronlabauer.com. If you found this podcast and information valuable to you, I would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, and a shout out on social media wherever you hang out. Have a great day.